12 minutes to 8 just now, and later today in Peterborough, city councillors will discuss plans to create 3 new lanes for cyclists. There are pretty major roads. The proposed routes are on Oundle Road, Park Road, and Broadway. These will be the second set of temporary cycle lanes to be discussed after ones on Crescent Bridge and Priestgate were installed earlier this year. Councillor Nicola Day is a Green Party councillor for Orton Waterville in Peterborough. Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning, Dottie.
How big of a difference do you feel that the first set of temporary bike lanes in Peterborough have made?
Hi, Dottie. Yes, so the cycle lanes have already been had some great feedback from pedestrians and cyclists. At the moment, current figures are that 300 cyclists per day are using the Crescent Bridge lanes, and apparently it isn't adversely affecting congestion levels. And the feedback from cyclists and pedestrians has been really positive. So we really welcome these first set of proposals.
Okay.
And I do hope that
Oh, well, I was just going to say, what are your hopes for Oundle Road, Park Road and Broadway? Why those routes for the next set?
So Oundle Road will be from Pleasure Fair Meadows, which is the site of the new swimming pool, to Lady Lodge Drive. And we really hope that that will give people from Orton and from that side of the city the facility to cycle in and out of town safely. With the Broadway, that's going to happen from the junction of Eastfield Road to Park Crescent. We're a little bit disappointed about that because the Tranche 1 plans were due to see a cycle lane on Lower Broadway leading into town. Unfortunately, those plans were scuppered as Tranche 2 in Tranche 1, and this route will end at Park Crescent, so it will leave the busiest section of the route heading into town without a cycle lane. So whilst the proposals are good, we do think that there should be some more bold measures taken forward as well.
Right. OK, so you want them to be bolder. I've had an email this morning, Nicola, from Mark, saying about these pop-up COVID lanes in Peterborough, just how many more do they need? Last week they put a new one in on New Road in the town centre, so they have 3 now. Why do you need another 3?
OK, well, a survey from Bike Ride suggested that people do want to cycle, but lots of people actually feel that cycling is not safe. And whilst we have the green wheel in Peterborough, once you get into the city centre, it's sort of quite poorly planned, and cyclists prefer to take the major routes, the fastest routes they can, and that often tends to be by road. And cycling organisations have been calling on the council to make such safer cycling improvements for a number of years. And it's really only recently, given this funding, that the Conservative administration have taken actions to make such improvements. Initially, they were just looking at upgrading current cycle paths, although the funding is specifically for reallocation of road space.
And at the moment, a lot of these temporary lanes, they're being put in with, hard to describe, but basically the big plastic block barriers, aren't they? Have I got that right? Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't look great, do they? They're kind of clunky. They kind of mess up the road space. Are we going to have that in place for, how long?
Well, at the moment, the council's monitoring the use of the cycle lanes. There is research to suggest that just painted on cycle lanes don't offer cyclists enough protection from traffic. So that's why we've got these big plastic sections, a section of cycle lanes. But we would like to see these cycle lanes be made more permanent, and hopefully, as you say, with a better looking infrastructure rather than the plastic cycle lanes. It would also be good, and there are plans in Tranche 2, to see more signage around the cycle lanes so people know that they're cycle lanes and that they can use them. And we as Greens would like to see even more commitment to high quality cycling and these to be installed on a permanent basis. There's been a huge uptake of cycling in the city. Not only is it a safer way to travel due to COVID, but it also has health and environmental benefits.
And how do you see this as different from the green wheel? I mean, you mentioned obviously that the routes are different, but does it really add? Do you really think that this will be the measure that gets more people into the saddle in Peterborough?
Well, yes, I've been attending some critical mass cycle rides over the past couple of months. And that's been a mixture of both new and experienced cyclists. And at a debrief session, there were quite a few cyclists who had never used the road to cycle before and were very nervous of actually cycling on the road. So the rides are there to highlight the need for this infrastructure, because if people were given safer routes, they would actually take up cycling and use those routes.
Okay. And Nicola, just a final question for you. I mean, it sounds like you are so in favour of these temporary bike lanes. And of course, you're a Green councillor, so that's always going to be likely. How confident are you that they will stay in place once the trial periods are over?
Well, as I said, apparently the latest figures show that 300 cyclists a day are using the Crescent Bridge cycle lane, which is being monitored. And I can imagine that as more cycle lanes become installed, more people will take up cycling. Transport is currently the largest emitter of greenhouse gas emissions, and 76% of transport emissions does come from road use.
But how confident are you that Peterborough City Council will make these permanent?
At the moment, I'm concerned that they possibly won't, which is why I'm really keen to see these plans go through and to encourage more cyclists to use them. We're supposed to be in an aspiring environment capital city, so we should have a really good network of cycle lanes, which unfortunately isn't the case. But on the issue of confidence, I'm uncertain, so I'm really, really encouraging people to use these lanes so that we see them here on a permanent basis.
Okay, we've had another question in from Sandra in Peterborough, Nicola. I hope you don't mind me putting these questions to you.
It's
really nice that people are listening and, you know, engaging with what you're saying. It says, what's going to happen in the winter when people maybe don't want to cycle to work anymore?
Well,
you can see the point. I mean, cycling's lovely in the summer. It can be a bit bleak come December.
Yeah, the point about the winter as well is actually for people to cycle in the winter, because it is a bit more it is a bit more treacherous, is actually we need these cycle lanes even more during the winter to protect cyclists on the roads from the traffic. We just have to look across to cities like Cambridge and Amsterdam to see that, you know, cycling brings economic and environmental benefits. So and they have these cycle lanes all year round and are very cycle centric as opposed to car centric. So I think even in the winter, they're very much needed.
Okay. And you reckon that if they're good enough, then people will use them whatever the weather?
Yeah, if they're high quality and the routes link up. So, for example, the route on Oundle Road, it does stop at Lady Lodge Drive, but it could go all the way to Ferry Meadows. The same with Park Road. It could extend all the way into town. So it's good that we're putting these provisions in place, but they do have to be high quality and they do have to join up key routes for them to be successful.
Okay. Nice to talk to you, Nicola. Thank you for your time. Councillor Nicola Day there, who's a Green Party councillor for Orton Waterville in Peterborough.